the easiest place to start thinking about significance tests and thinking about the normal distribution assumptions is our friend a z-value, and thinking about what an individual z-value tells us about the place or role of that person in the population. If we have a normal distribution with a known mu and a known sigma, we can convert it to a standard normal distribution, where a standard normal distribution is a distribution with a mean of 0 and a standard deviation of 1. So all that we do is we plug in each score and convert that score to z. Z is a standard normal distribution. Normal because it's normally distributed. It has the same proportional distribution that it had before. But 50% of the cases are larger than 0. 16.74 are larger than 1. 5% are larger than 1.96. 1% are larger than 2.58. Those are the numbers we use for z-tests, for the 5% and the 1%. We can use these probabilities to learn the likelihood of any z-value occurring. So Gabe comes home and says, I did really well on my Spanish test. I have a z-score of 2.6. Huge amount of information there. He's 2.6 standard deviations above the mean. He's got a little less than 1% of the cases are larger than his score. Make sense? A lot of information. The big green part. If the data come from a normal distribution, if the X data are distributed normally, then this transformation produces a standard normal distribution with these properties. If X is not distributed normally, then this calculation does not produce a standard normal distribution, and these do not describe what the z-values mean. It's that simple. If the data don't start out the way we think they do, the calculations do not produce a value that's what we think it is. Does that make sense? I mean, it's that easy. The classic example is a rubber eraser. Imagine if a rubber ruler. Let's say I gave you a ruler, and that ruler changed size on its own whenever it felt like. Now, you do not have a rigid system. You don't get what you think you get because that isn't a foot. It says 12 inches, but it's not a foot. It's whatever the hell it wants to be. Same thing. If you don't have a normal distribution, this calculation does not produce a standard normal distribution, and 1 doesn't mean that 16.7% of the cases are larger. That's all that we mean when we say a normal distribution assumption. Now let's watch this play out in some other statistics that we know and love.